G'day friends of Alain Padrupia. The title of today's talk is we're looking at comments that people have made, and we have three amazing stories of personal testimonies of people of Padrupia's help. And also, unfortunately, we still have a lot of people, you know, blaspheming our Lord, our Lady, the Church, etc. in the comment section. So how to deal with that? Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we take a glimpse into the incredible life of Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a monk, a mystic and a miracle worker, and so please do stay tuned, and we hope that you'll be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. Our first comment comes from someone called Al, and it's quite incredible. This happened in 1981. He said that he had a powerful addiction to beer. He was able to work, yet he was unable to quit drinking. And then one Sunday he went to Mass, but he didn't go inside the church. And Al says, as I was close to the congregation inside, I asked St. Jude and then Padre Pio for help. And listen to this. All of a sudden, a strong energy entered his head from above and traveled to his heart. And he knew, and he says, I knew my addiction to beer was over. And almost 40 years later, I thank Almighty God for his servants, St. Jude and now St. Pio. So, wow, that is quite a testimony. And thank you, Al, for sharing that with us. And we ask that Padre Pio will intercede for all of us just like that. Thank you. Our next story comes from this person. Dear Edward, just writing to tell you the amazing news that my cousin, Mariner, for whom I had sent a Mass intention for Padre Pio's Mass last month, is doing so much better. Still has some pain, but she's able to get off the painkillers, off the medication. And this is a real miracle from Padre Pio. Thank you, God bless you, and much love, and thanks to dear Padre Pio. It's absolutely tremendous news to hear about Padre Pio's intercession in action. Is wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Someone called Senzeni writes from Zimbabwe and says the following. Saint Padre Pio, please pray for my country, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, in fact, is a country that is dear to my heart. And we do ask Padre Pio's blessing and protection. I've, in fact, been to the Shimanimani Mountains, hiked there a while back, Victoria Falls, Great Zimbabwe, such a stunningly beautiful place, and yet so much corruption. And then, of course, when I was working in my previous life in the printing industry, a number of my colleagues came from Zimbabwe. And they were all good, dedicated people, lovely to work with. And we pray that God will soon bring all of these trials of political corruption to an end. Here's something that may interest you. I have a colleague and he works for this organization called Family Action SA. We'll put the link below. And their precise intention is spreading devotion to Our Lady of Fatima as she had requested. As we know, the country Austria was once occupied by the communists, and through this dedication to the rosary and things like that, eventually they just left. The corruption just left. So, please, everyone, do remember Zimbabwe in your prayers. And then we have an inquiry, a question here from someone called Mario saying, to hear God's voice, is there any degree for that? Should one have a qualification or education or what? So here's my answer, just a brief answer. One does not need a qualification necessary, but one can do things like read the scriptures, the Holy Bible, in particular the Gospels talks a lot about our Lord, kind of his voice in a sense. Padre Pio recommends reading the lives of the saints, becoming acquainted with their lives, also the catechism, so we get the correct interpretation of scriptures. He recommends attending the sacraments. So these are all the ordinary ways of hearing God's voice. But of course, certainly there have existed certain privileged souls from time to time who may hear God directly speaking to them in their heart. However, and some of them were very educated and some were not educated at all. We could take Saint Bernadette of Lourdes. I don't think she was that educated, but God revealed such great things to her at Lourdes. And of course, there's also Saint Ignatius's advice on discernment, and he has that in his spiritual exercises. One can also ask one's guardian angel to intercede for us for guidance there too. And if you can find a good, honest, reliable spiritual director, then do make use of their advice too. One has to be careful on that they are the right person. He has a comment from someone called Pi and says, "Thank you. I look forward to these videos. Viva Cristo Rey." And that is long live Christ the King. Thanks to all of you, everyone, for your support, because you all make these videos possible. So please keep up your support and keep us in your prayers. And here is quite an incredible testimony. Someone called Master Artists says, "Thank you for your dedication and prayers. I'll pray tonight for you and your ministry." And he writes this, he had been watching the video, he saw the Pope in heaven. And he writes, "I never knew who he was." That's Padre Pio. "I was," he says, "an occultist and was being afflicted with demonic visions and attacks. So then I turned to God for help and the attack stopped. But then I kept having visions of this visage of which at first looked to me like a biker, a gang member." That's quite funny. You'll see he's talking about Padre Pio as a biker. "I kept seeing it everywhere," he says. "It didn't seem threatening, more as if he was looking after me. Well, as I was looking into buying a rosary and a cross, I came across Padre Pio. How did I know this was his face? Well, it was the face I kept seeing watching over me." Isn't that incredible? "As I am writing this, I'm finding it very hard to hold back my tears. I don't know why I'm crying, but I am thankful to God for sending him to watch over me in my times of tribulation. God bless you." So, wow, what a story is that? What a testimony is that? And thank you, and thanks, of course, to Padre Pio. Padre Pio's intercession is truly incredible, and we can see that it still applies today. It reminds me of a story. I met this Franciscan friar of the Immaculata a little while back. And he had apparently been a very successful businessman. And he was also involved in the biker crowd. It was a bit of a rough life he led. But he was frustrated. And he gave all of that up one day. And now, when he arrived at the Rome Life March, this was a little while back, he arrived on a bicycle, an old bicycle, as a humble Franciscan friar, but with a glowingly happy face. He had found happiness. And from the deceptions of the devil, he had moved to happiness with God. So may God bless you all. Bless you, my friend. And Angie writes, and she had been watching this video, Padre Pio threatened with a gun. So it's all the drama Padre Pio had to go through, almost being cancelled. And she says, "This treacherous transfer reminds me of the suspension of Father Altman." Indeed, some of our very best priests are going through tremendous trials at this time, even being cancelled, and for speaking out basic truths from the Catechism. And so, personally, I feel we must not be like the Pharisees who cross to the other side of the road when they see the Samaritan in need. We have to stick with these priests, and we have to also tend to their wounds and the wounds of those Catholics around us. So please, we do have a video coming up. It might be out already, I'm not sure. And you'll see there is an incredible, a tremendous parallel between Padre Pio's life and these priests' life. And we do ask you to keep up your prayers for them, that God may fulfill his great mission through all of these priests. And now we get to the other section, that is people attacking our website and our faith, basically. And someone called Quality of Life says, "Praying to Mary or statue, idol worshiping, blah, 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 is an abomination." And then she says that's from the Bible, apparently. And then another person, Shirley Hopwood, She has this opinion: none holy but God Himself, and we may not call in, we may not have fathers or priests, I suppose she's referring to. And another person, Rod Peterson, also makes this comment: there's only one intercessor between God and man, and blah blah blah, all of that, the usual things. And it really saddens me to see the venom with which these people attack the Catholic Church. You know, the lack of integrity, because they could go and study it himself and see there are perfectly good explanations, and it's been handed down from apostolic times until today. You know, today we have this crazy situation, 30 or 40,000 churches all disagreeing and saying they have the correct opinion, the correct interpretation. Everyone else, especially the Catholic Church, is wrong. But 40,000 fighting against each other, not what our Lord wanted. And it's sad to see. Personally, I feel if one shows a person this is the truth of where it comes from, one puts a good argument and they come back from a different angle with other further things, just then the intention is just pure venom. It's bad spirit, we could say. And, you know, how does that help? The origins of a lot of these things are super interesting. For instance, the whole idea of relics. We know that St. Peter himself, his hanky was used to go and cure people. He'd touch people with the hanky. We know the blood of the Christian martyrs where they were buried. The early Christians would make his tomb into like an altar. That's where the whole veneration of saints comes from, because they knew that saint was seeing the God, the face of God directly in heaven, could speak to him and plead with God, please don't, you know, don't let my martyrdom be in vain. Help these people. Things like that. From the very earliest times in the Christian church. Anyway, no matter how good we make the proofs, they just come back with more venom. So I kind of feel sometimes, even if our Lord Jesus Christ came to these people and told him, look, this is a holy man. See what he's doing. All the miracles, bilocations, healings, all the things that Padre Pio does. Then they would tell Jesus to go and read the Bible, because he obviously had got it wrong himself. So that's how it is. The Bible is a Catholic book, and the only reason it exists is because of the early Catholic Church. For the first 400 or 600 years, there was no Bible. So they're using the Catholic book to attack the Catholic Church, and surely research and investigation should be the way that these people should do it, instead just to spread slanderous untruths. Imagine if someone was to insult your wife or your mother the way they insult Jesus Christ's mother. What would one think? And our way to encounter these lies, I feel, lies in truth. We have to protect our own, obviously, and what we hold dear, our Lord, his mother of the church. And we see pretty heated debates going on sometimes in the comment sections. We see some people standing up like crusaders to defend God and his holy church. Thank you to these people. But perhaps what we need to do is also have an aid, an assistance, a resource, if you like, of easy arguments to counter these things, because it's the same argument they throw again and again. It's old and tired and worn out like a broken record. So perhaps we do need this as a resource. Maybe on our website, just a copy paste, something like that could answer them if they're in good spirit. What do you think of that? Please do leave your comments on this idea of a resource. Leave that in the comments below. And now, dear friends of Following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as Scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as stars for eternity? You can, by helping us with our Padre Pio apostolate. We offer you this special program which we are running, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio. And through this, you'll be helping our team at Following Padre Pio, that is me and my colleagues, to reach out to many other people. And we hope, we wish to inspire people so that they do not lose hope and that they do not give up their faith in God, in His church, in these trying times. So, if you and I can give these people hope, then Jesus Christ would not have died in vain for them. So please do join us on this program. And it includes regular masses being said, celebrated for those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And there are other benefits too. To find out more, you can just go to the video on the end screen, click the link in the description below, or go to our website.